Hello. This podcast episode touches on the psychology behind shopping and the benefits women gain from retail therapy. Shopping is a hobby women tend to do when bored or stressed. It helps them relieve stress in ways other coping mechanisms could not. Women who find pleasure in shopping continue to do it more often because of the instant gratification it gives them. Stores have tapped into the psychology behind shopping and found ways to arrange their store to gain more customers. Stores often change their location or layout of their store to get more sales or increase the number of customers that shop at their store. From the Conversation website, Jansen Boyd's article, How Shops Use Psychology to Influence Your Buying Decisions, she quotes, "Changing the location of items in a store means that we, the customers, are exposed to different items as we wander around searching for the things we want or need," end quote. Touching on the idea of the store's arrangement affecting its sales and how stores make more money based on the design of their store. Because of this, we find ourselves spending more time in stores we find pleasing to the eye. Another scholar brought up the idea of critical thinking during the shopping experience. James Lucas, the critical shopping experience from ProQuest Scholarly Journals, quotes, "According to the study, the lowest reported levels of critical or marginalized incidents occurred in department stores in mass merchandise or traditional destinations for functional shopping visits, or where mass shoppers made routine purchases with little need for information," end quote. This gives an example of a study showing shoppers making purchases by heading to the mall without information or previous knowledge of buying something. Shoppers with little need for information tend to purchase more items because they lack knowledge. Because of this, we see shoppers impulsively buying items they do not need. Thank you for listening to today's episode on the psychology behind women's fashion.